The standing practice is designed to enhance your strength and balance. Let's begin with mountain pose. Please stand near a chair or a wall that you can touch lightly for support if you like. Bring your feet about hip distance apart. Lift and spread your toes and then set them gently on the earth so your feet are relaxed and broad. Take a moment to feel the soles of your feet snuggle down into the earth. And then from that place of grounding, please energize your legs as if you were drawing up nutrients from the ground. Relax your tailbone so that it releases down toward your heels. Gently lift in your lower belly without creating hardness or tension. Just create a little tone to support your lower back. Lift your rib cage up away from your pelvis. Drop your shoulders down away from your ears. And invite the very top of your head, the crown of your head, to lengthen up to the sky. Take a moment to feel the strength and stability of this pose. Invite your gaze to be soft, looking toward the horizon. Your weight evenly distributed between the right and the left leg. And sense the simultaneous downward and upward energies, rooting your legs down, lifting your spine up. Make sure that your chin doesn't tip up or drop down, but is parallel to the ground. And then linger for a moment and tune into the sensations of this practice. Standing tall in mountain pose, we'll move into salutation arms. So as you're ready, on an inhalation, lift your chest, rotate your palms out, and let your arms float up as you inhale. And then as you exhale, turn your palms down, let your arms return down to your sides. And we'll do this a few times, moving with the breath. On the inhalation, lift the chest, rotate the palms out, extend the arms out and up, just as high as is comfortable. And on the exhale, turn the palms down, returning your arms to the side. Moving with the breath, inhaling the arms up, breathing in. On the exhale, palms down, returning to the sides. And then as you're ready, this time, on the inhalation as the chest lifts, the palms rotate out to the side. Let's inhale the arms up until the palms come together. And on the exhale, bring your hands down past the midline of your body so that they're resting at your heart in a prayer-like position. We'll play with this a few times. Let your arms rest down by your sides. On the inhalation, lift the chest, rotate the palms out, arms inhale up till the palms come together. And on the exhale, bring your hands down past the midline of your body, resting with the thumbs at the heart in a prayer-like position. Relax your arms down. Inhale the arms out and up. Palms meet. Exhale, bring your hands back towards your heart. And as you play with this for a few breaths, you might imagine on the inhalation that you're gathering energy, and on the exhale, you're bringing that energy to your heart. Moving with the breath, inhale the arms out and up, palms meet. Exhale, bring your hands together to your heart. One more time, breathing in. And breathing out. And then linger for a moment with your palms together in a prayer-like position, your body in mountain pose, and tune into the sensations of this practice. Notice how you feel. Lengthen up through the crown of your head. Relax your shoulders. Feel your feet planted firmly on the ground. Easy breath. What do you notice? For chair pose, you'll need a chair that is firmly grounded, preferably against a wall if it's a lightweight chair so that it won't slide. Please stand in mountain pose in front of your chair, about an inch or so away from the chair. Place the pinky side of your fingers in your hip crease, that place where your leg meets your torso. And on an inhale, lengthen up from the crown of the head. On an exhalation, please bend your knees, stick your bottom way back, hinging from the hips, arms float forward as you slowly lower yourself down into a sitting position on your chair. Inhale as you sit tall in your chair. Exhalation, hinge from the hips, press into your legs, and bring yourself back to mountain pose. Let your arms rest down by your sides. And we'll repeat this a few times, moving with the breath. From mountain pose, inhale, stand tall. And on an exhalation, hinge from the hips, bend the knees. Float the arms forward as you slowly lower yourself into the chair, keeping the breath easy. When you're sitting in the chair, find the breath, inhale, sit tall. Exhale, hinge from the hips, press into your legs, come back up to standing in mountain pose. And continue with this at your own pace, standing and sitting, using the strength of the legs, keeping the spine nice and long. And if you want extra challenge, when you lower yourself into the chair, you might consider hovering with your bottom just a little bit above the chair. For a few easy breaths, make sure your chest is still lifted, your back is nice and long, your spine is in neutral, and then mindfully release your bottom into the chair. It's very strengthening for the legs. Always fine to take a rest if you need to. And then when you're ready, bring yourself back into mountain pose and take a moment standing here, feet on the ground, crown of the head lifted up to the sky, and just notice the effects of this practice. Let's move into Warrior Two. So stand behind your chair with your legs in a wide stance. And please rotate the toes of your right foot about 90 degrees to the right. And rotate the toes of your left foot about 15 degrees or so to the right, gently rooting into your left heel. When you're ready, on an inhale, extend your arms out to the sides and turn your head so you're looking over the middle fingers of your right hand. On an exhale, bend your right knee until it's over your right heel and pointing in the same direction as the toes of your right foot. Inhale, straighten your leg, lengthening up through your spine. Exhale, bend your knee. And we'll move back and forth between these two positions. On the exhale, we bend the knee. On the inhale, we straighten the leg. As you do this, continue to send energy out through your arms. Fingers of the right hand extending to the right, fingers of the left hand extending to the left. Keep the breath easy as the knee bends and straightens. And then when you're ready, let's linger in that bent knee position for a few breaths and feel that nice horizontal line of energy between the arms, the strength of this pose, pressing down through the left heel. Gazing over the middle fingers in the right hand, shoulders relaxed. One more breath here. And then as you're ready, relax your arms and come back to the center. Just shake it out and we'll do the other side. So find the breath. And when you're ready, we'll turn the toes of the left foot out about 90 degrees. The toes of the right foot will angle in about 15 degrees or so. Keeping the shoulders relaxed, on an inhale, we'll extend the arms out to the side. And this time we'll turn the head to the left, looking over the middle finger of the left hand. On an inhale, stand tall. And on an exhale, bend the left knee so that it tracks over the toes of the left foot. On an inhale, straighten the left leg. And we'll continue. Exhale, bend the left knee. Inhale, straighten the left leg. Moving back and forth between these two positions, just waking up the left knee, the left leg. Make sure you keep energy running down the right leg, pressing the right heel, back of the right heel into the ground. And now let's linger in the bent knee position for a few breaths. Feel the energy extending through the arms, both arms equally extended. One more breath in this powerful position. And then as you're ready, relax your arms, relax your legs, and come on back to Mountain Pose. Take a moment here in Mountain Pose and just notice what's present. Now we'll play with Side Angle Pose. Standing behind your chair, come into a wide stance just as you did with Warrior Two. And we'll rotate the toes of the right foot about 90 degrees to the right and the toes of the left foot about 15 degrees to the right, gently rooting into the left heel. We'll inhale and extend the arms out to the sides while lengthening the spine upward. On the exhale, we'll bend the right knee till it's over your right heel and pointed in the same direction as the toes of your right foot. Please keep your breath flowing as you place your right hand on your right thigh and extend your left arm up toward the sky as high as is comfortable, turning your palm so that it faces inward toward your ear. And please linger here for a few breaths, feeling that nice long sensation of stretch through the left side of your body. If you have the range of motion and the strength, rather than having your right hand on your thigh, you might put your right forearm on your thigh, if that's comfortable. And as you linger here for several breaths, see if you can feel that nice line of energy up the left side of your body, pressing down through the left heel, reaching up through the fingers of the left hand, keeping the left shoulder down and away from the ear as best you can. Breathing in and out. And then when you're ready, straighten your right knee, relax your arm down, and bring your body back to center. And let's repeat on the other side. So now we'll turn the toes of the left foot out 90 degrees or so. Angle the right foot in. We'll inhale the arms out to the sides. And on the exhale, we'll bend the left knee so that it tracks right over the toes of the left foot. Keep the breath easy, and as you're ready, bring the left hand or the left forearm onto the left thigh. Right arm extends up and overhead, palm of the right hand facing inward toward the ear. And we'll linger here for a few breaths. Pressing down through the right heel as you lift up through the right arm. Keep the right shoulder down away from the ear. Right shoulder blade sliding down the back of the body. Easy breath. Breathing into sensation. One more breath here. And then as you're ready, on an inhalation, relax your arm down. Straighten your leg, shake it out, and make your way back to Mountain Pose. And take a moment here in Mountain Pose, noticing what's present. For triangle pose, we'll stand behind your chair in a wide stance, just as you did with warrior two and side angle pose. We'll rotate the toes of the right foot 90 degrees to the right and the toes of the left foot about 15 degrees to the right. Gently root into your left heel. Please keep your legs straight for this pose, but don't lock your knees. Allow your knees to be soft. On an inhalation, extend your arms out to the sides while lengthening your spine upward. And on an exhalation, root into your feet as you tilt your torso to the right, keeping both sides of your torso long and your legs straight. Lengthen your right arm towards your right leg and let your right hand rest on the chair for support if you like. Extend your left arm either out to the left or up to the sky. Allow your gaze to be forward, keeping the front and the back of your neck long. And please linger here for several breaths, keeping your breathing steady and inviting any tense places to soften. When you're ready to come out of the pose, relax your arm down and bring your body back to the center. And we'll repeat on the other side. So we'll rotate the toes of the left foot 90 degrees to the left and the toes of the right foot about 15 degrees to the left. Gently root into your right heel, straight legs but soft knees. On the inhalation, extend your arms to the sides while lengthening your spine upward. And on an exhalation, root into your feet as you tilt your torso to the left, keeping both sides of your torso long and your legs straight. Lengthen your left arm toward your left leg. Let your left hand rest on the chair for support if you like. Extend your right arm either out to the right or up toward the sky. Keep your gaze forward, keeping the front and the back of your neck long. Please linger here for a few breaths, keeping your breath steady, extending through the arms, pressing down through the legs, lengthening up through the spine. Easy breath. One more breath here. And then as you're ready, release, shake it out, and return to mountain pose. Feet on the ground, crown of the head lifting up. Notice what's present in your physical body, in your emotional heart, and in your thinking mind.